live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Thursday edition of Q&A. It's nice to be back in the saddle. And while I was gone, I thank our colleague Gregory Scott for filling in so fine to host Q&A. That gave me a chance to take some loved ones to the Grand Canyon. My first visit to the Grand Canyon since 1975, 43 years ago. And you know what? It hasn't changed much. Well, the rest of us have, but the canyon has not. But what a perfect day to go. Perfect crystal clear blue sky, 60 degrees, no crowds whatsoever. Just a perfect day to go to the Grand Canyon. Hey, you know what? In terms of other kinds of entertainment, too, there are some pretty good movies opening tonight and this weekend at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. They include The Girl in the Spider's Web. This is the latest installment in the Stieg Larsson novel series. This is the third different actress to portray Lisbeth Salander. It was originally Noomi Rapace, and then it was, Rooney Mara, and now it's Claire Foy. Now, you may have also seen Claire Foy portraying Neil Armstrong's wife in First Man. Well, she is the new Lisbeth Salander in The Girl in the Spider's Web. Also opening tonight and this weekend, Dr. Seuss's The Grinch. That is a computer-animated movie based, of course, on the Dr. Seuss book with the lead voice of Benedict Cumberbatch. Nobody's Fool, yet another Tiffany Haddish movie. This is her third movie to open in 6 weeks, and someone needs to sit her agent down and discuss the word overexposed. And this is a Tyler Perry film on top of that. I think you know what to expect. Finally, the new film opening tonight is Overlord. That is a combination D-Day war action movie and horror film, kind of a different take on the horror genre. So those are your new movies opening tonight and this weekend at the Harkins 14 in Prescott Valley. Got a really good show for you today, as we always try to. We're going to open by talking about Thanksgiving. It's getting closer than you think, because our friend Liz Kennedy from St. Luke's will be here to talk about a night of Thanksgiving, an interfaith celebration at St. Luke's. Then we'll have our buddy Vicki Paris Goodman come in. She will talk about the Prescott Center for the Arts news show, The Trip to Bountiful. And we'll close with a nice chat with Deanne Resk from ERAU about International Education Week. As you know, we always welcome your questions and comments about Q&A. Just drop me an email at djphone, that's DJFONE, at kqna.com. Stay tuned now, because we've got Liz Kennedy just around the corner on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at kqna.com.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Never flirt with a gal named Tess.
This coming Monday is going to be a swinging night at the Prescott Elks Theater.
Cause if you do, I'm telling you, here's what you'll have to say. Oh,
lay that pistol down.
With a portion of all proceeds going to the Prescott VFW, this Western Swing Special features Academy of Western Artists Female Entertainer of the Year, Miss Devin and the Outlaw.
I was singing songs in a cabaret.
Also that night, American Idol gold ticket winner Kristen Harris.
Well, I grew up on Bob Wills and daydreams. My toes were a tap into Western swing. I wished upon a star on a tree in my backyard, chasing rainbows to the place.
Make this Monday night a family Western swinging fun time. Tickets at the Prescott Elks office by calling 777-1370 or going to elkstheater.com. Come on, let's have some fun.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
You know, it seems hard to believe that Thanksgiving is creeping up on us very, very quickly. And we have a lady here who is part of a plan at St. Luke's Episcopal Church, part of an interfaith effort to make sure nobody goes hungry. Right, Liz Kennedy?
Well, actually, this is not what this is about. It's a celebration of faith in our community. The week before Thanksgiving, so that's why we call it a night of Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. This is the fifth year the Quad Cities Interfaith Council is putting this on. I want to thank Sacred Heart Catholic Church. They established the event, and this is the fifth year. And unfortunately, Sacred Heart's under construction, so St. Luke's is filling the void, and we're happy to do so.
Now, this is going to involve children and adult choirs, reflections on gratitude, singing, and refreshments, right?
Yes, it is. It's don't be scared. There's no Eucharist. It's open to the whole public, all the faiths. We're going to start out with a beautiful violin when you walk in the door from our Nancy Carmichael. I'll be the MC of the event. You'll get the welcome from Father Pierre Henri. Then the candle lighting with Reverend Kathleen Sibley from the Center of Spiritual Living, a reflection from Rabbi Holly Kahn from the Temple Birth Shalom, and then they will be blowing their shofars.
Mm-hmm. Next, in fact, Rabbi Kohn's been here a couple times, too.
And she, mm-hmm. She's been a little bit under the weather. She, sorry, Rabbi Holly, but she fell off the altar or the area and broke her.
Oh, gosh.
But she's on the on the mend.
Well, that's the good news.
Then we're going to have then the music starts with the Children's Choir from the Children of the Latter-day Saints, a reflection by Molly Freeboat from the Greater Yavapai Coalition Faith Bridge. She is deaf, so there'll be a signer with her. Then we'll have some dancing. Sister Ann Fitzsimmons from Sacred Heart Catholic Church will be bringing her Irish jiggers. And then the next is the music for the Birdie of the Earth. We're having our church, St. Luke's Episcopal Church, and United Methodist Church choirs join together mm-hmm. without the directors of Dennis Hauser and Jacob Gilbert. Then we'll have song and dance, My House Shall Be a House of Prayer for All, Dances of a Universal Peace, and Prescott Sufi Circle. Then we'll have some more music, but this is a little different. This is going to be sign language music, mm-hmm. and it's really wonderful. It's a beautiful thing to see. And then you'll be rocking the house with the St. Luke's Ebony Christian Gospel Church Choir. They are phenomenal. They don't even need a microphone.
So they'll rave you back up for the drive home, right?
Well, they'll wake you up. I don't know, but
yeah,
it's such
one.
A beautiful, calm service, and then boom.
Mm-hmm. Now, of course, donations are always welcome, but you have a kind of a unique, shall we say, an admission price for this, don't you?
Yes, we do. If everybody didn't know, we recently started our own food pantry there at St. Luke's in a coalition with CCJ, Coalition for Compassion and Justice. But our relationship with them will be ending in December, so then we'll be on our own. So this one can of non-perishable food, it doesn't have to be a can. It could be a box of cookies, whatever, nothing that can be refrigerated, obviously. And then one thing that QCIC, which is the Quad Cities Interfaith Council, which I'm a part of, we've taken on the suicide prevention. Molly Freebolt, the one young lady, she's already gone through the training of suicide prevention. We are a conduit to educate people about it. So if anybody needs to know about how they can help with that suicide prevention, Molly will be happy to come talk to you.
As a matter of fact, Monday on this show, I'm going to interview John Schutterer, and he specializes in depression and suicide issues. He'll be here to talk about that. I believe this is National Suicide Prevention Month, if I'm correct about that.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So a monetary donation would be appreciated for the Yavapai County Suicide Prevention.
And this, I mean, this state does rank very high in that. Unfortunately, of course, a large part of it, I'm sure, is because we skew a little older than most of the states, and that does become an affliction for older adults, doesn't it?
It sure does. It sure does. And unfortunately, lately, locally here, we've had a couple of the youth, and it's
and that was drug-related, I understand.
Yes, yeah.
Oh, how horrible.
No.
Wow. Well, you know, one of the great things about this free celebration of thanks is it is interfaith. Now, in the last year or so, with the election season and everything, it seems like everything seems tribal, trying to separate us in different ways. This is a way of bringing everyone together because we all have more in common than we do different, don't we?
We sure do. We sure do. Because everybody kind of asks me what it was, the Episcopal Church. I go, we kind of go, we're Catholic-like, but not. We have the same liturgy in the music.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, you know, we're Catholics and Episcopalians are totally different.
Yeah.
So, but we, you know, we celebrate everybody's faith. They have their own God, you know.
And their own rituals.
Their own rituals,
sure.
their spirituality. It's not fair to judge or separate it at all. You have to celebrate it. Like
you said. You know, one of my first radio jobs was in Northwest Oklahoma, and we had a regular Sunday service we would broadcast with the Reverend M.L. Carlton. And I asked him I interviewed him one day on the air. Now, I swear these are his words, not mine, so don't write me a letter, okay? I asked him on the air, I said, Reverend Carlton, what are the basic differences between the major religions? And he thought for a minute, and he said, now mind you, he's from Oklahoma. He says, well, DJ, this is the basic difference. You know, the my dear friends, the Catholics, my dear friends, the Protestants, they do not recognize the Pope as their spiritual leader. I said, okay. And my dear friends, the Jewish people do not recognize Jesus as their Savior. I said, okay. And then he says, and my own people, whom I love dearly, the Southern Baptists, we do not recognize each other in the liquor store. And it took all I could take for the color to come back to my face. And I looked at him, and he had this silly grin on his face like, gotcha.
Yeah.
And it was a live show, so it was already out there, as is this one, by the way. And, you know, this is because this is such an interfaith celebration. You have a great way to meet new people, learn new things. And I know that Rabbi Cohn and Pastor Jay Wilcher over at First Congregational Church on Gurley Street, they trade each other's congregation once or twice a year to be exposed, you know, to something new and, you know, learn what we have in common, which I think is just a wonderful program. Now, this is the fifth year you've done this, right?
Yes, it is the fifth year.
Have you been involved with all five of them?
No.
Is this new for you?
Yes, it is.
Are you nervous?
No.
Good.
No, this... like I said, it's a celebration.
Sure.
So,
come relax and come looking forward to have fun, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And then to go on with a little bit of the program, we're going to have a reflection by our own Deacon Kimball and in our bell choir, St. Luke's Bell Choir. What you do, you just sit back, close your eyes, and hear the bells. It's just, it's phenomenal.
Mm-hmm.
Then another reading of prayer from Dave and Annie Lovell from the Baha'i Faith Community. A prayer of St. Francis, which is, St. Francis is all about the animals, you know that, right? So, by Reverend Linda Guy. I'll do the closing, and then we're going to ask all the choirs and the audience to sing "Let There Be Peace on Earth" together to end it.
How nice! What a great occasion! And that is coming up Thursday the 15th at 6 p.m. at St. Luke's, right?
Exactly. We're at 2000 Shepherd's Lane in Prescott. If you need more information, you can call me at 928-632-3100 or the church at 928-778-4499.
And you're right alongside the airport, very close to the Ruger Firearms Plant, right?
Well, yeah, just you turn right onto Ruger Road or left onto Ruger Road if mm-hmm. you're coming from Chino Valley.
A little extra time.
You could actually turn right or go into the street, Mac McCurdy, and it'll wind around, back around, and you can back over to the church.
That's by the country club, right?
Yes, it is.
Very good.
Yes, it is.
And if people need more information, you have a phone number or a web page?
Sure, you can go to our webpage. St. Luke's Church, St. Luke's Prescott Church.
Mm-hmm. And also, there's a phone number here. Can I give that number out?
Certainly.
632-3100. If you need more information, reminder once again, it is 6 o'clock next Thursday, November 15th, at St. Luke's on Shepherd's Lane. Liz Kennedy, always a pleasure to have you on the show. Have a great Thanksgiving, and thanks for sharing this with us today.
Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Stay tuned, because we're going to hear about the trip to Bountiful from our buddy Vicki Paris Goodman. That's coming up next on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1138. AM 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and we stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Your heart deserves state-of-the-art care. And with the James Family Heart Center, the heart healing services you need are close to home. We offer personalized care and innovative technology in an environment that promotes surgical excellence. Our heart specialists provide a comprehensive array of care, from open heart surgery and interventional procedures to therapies to correct heart rhythm disorders. And now, we proudly perform transcatheter aortic valve replacement, a revolutionary procedure for people who require an alternative to traditional valve replacement surgery. From the skilled hands of our physicians to our investment in facilities, technologies, and preventive care, the James Family Heart Center at YRMC West is state-of-the-art care for the state of your heart. Talk to your heart specialist about the James Family Heart Center or visit us online at yrmc.org.
The greatest town on earth is the place you call home. At Cable One, it's where we call home, too. Get up to 100 megs for just $40 a month for 3 months. Just call 877-687-1427. Cable One high-speed internet is consistent and reliably fast across all your devices. Up to 100 megs, $40 a month for 3 months. Connecting is easy. Call 877-687-1427. Call for details. Restrictions apply.
Arizona Coyotes Hockey is live on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM, Prescott Valley, Cottonwood, KQ&A. Arizona Coyotes Hockey is brought to you this season by Parshala Wood, Brown Bag Burger, Prescott Valley Heating and Cooling, and Cowboy Country Antiques.
He'll shoot, he scores!
Arizona Coyotes visit the Pittsburgh Penguins Saturday afternoon live at 5 on AM 1130 at 99.9 FM in Prescott and Chino Valley and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.
If you're between 18 and 24 or know someone who is, then lace up. YCCA presents a 3-week job readiness boot camp. Learn the basics of popular construction trades. Your blueprint for success starts January 7th, and it's free. Call me, Sandy, at 778-0040 for more information or register online. YCCA at cable1.net. A career is waiting for you.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
We are back live at 2:20. Always great to hear what's going on stage and music-wise. And we have Vicki Paris Goodman to share with us her review of the dress rehearsal of The Trip to Bountiful. Now, the name may sound familiar because back in the 80s, there was a movie by the same name. This is Heart and Foot, correct?
Yes.
And the movie starred Geraldine Page and Rebecca De Mornay. but we have a much more intimate production here. It's on the main stage at the PCA. Vicki, take it away.
Yes, thank you, DJ. And, you know, you were just pointing out on the break here that it could easily have been produced on PCA's studio,
stage two.
I'm sorry, stage two. Stage two, tiny little theater, because it's a, you know, it's a subtle production. It's a relatively small cast. And anyway, so let me review it for you. Mm-hmm. Here we go. If you're looking for chase scenes, emotional angst, or laughing till you've hit the floor, the trip to Bountiful may not be for you. There's no frantic action, gripping drama, or hysterical comedy to be found here. But if you can appreciate the sweet story of an old woman's relentless quest to reconnect with her distant past, this Prescott Center for the Arts production is time well spent. PCA veteran Trudy Forbes is certainly the right choice for the lead role of Carrie Watts, who by necessity left her beloved Gulf Coast hometown of Bountiful, Texas, long ago to live in Houston with her son Ludi and his insensitive and controlling wife Jessie Mae. Subtly speaking, playwright Horton Foote created a psychological drama depicting a triangle of tension, if not an out-and-out power struggle, between mother, son, and daughter-in-law. What makes the show interesting from the outset is the success this production achieves at manifesting that tension so completely. In fact, the production teaches us that a well-written and sensitively produced play need not move fast to keep an audience on the edge of its seats. Dave Alberts plays Ludi, a less than entirely successful yet hard-working man who only wants to do well on his job and keep the peace between his mother and Jessie Mae. Deborah Duncan does a good job in the complex role of the spoiled Jessie Mae, in that we viscerally experience her considerable efforts to temper her own self-involvement by trying to do the right thing as a daughter-in-law. She's not entirely successful, but Forbes' Carrie is understated, reasonable, and dignified. Most of all, she elicits our sympathy with her careful balancing of her desire to visit Bountiful, with her wish not to cause too much difficulty for Ludi and Jessie Mae. The play introduces additional characters in the third, fourth, and fifth scenes of seven, as Carrie has managed to escape the house and even evade Ludi and Jessie Mae when they search for her at the bus station. That's a pretty funny part, actually. Natalie Garrity is lovely as Thelma, the pretty young fellow bus traveler who Carrie befriends at the station and then on the bus. Carrie is also treated with refreshing kindness by Roy, played by Ron Bowen. But when she enrolls the sheriff, played by Randy Lee Halgenseth, in her plan, we witness an act of kindness that may set a modern-day literary record. When Ludi arrives to collect Carrie after she has accomplished her goal, getting to Bountiful, his admissions to his mother explain everything that has gone before, and we as audience members come away with a greater understanding of Ludi's vital importance to the story. Melanie Snyder beautifully directs this production that doesn't try to be more than it should be. Similarly, scenic designer Stan Reed's simple but versatile set perfectly fits the bill. The Trip to Bountiful is a story so worthy of telling that it doesn't need the help of theatrical devices of any kind, and this production hits all the right notes in the telling. The Trip to Bountiful begins tonight, November 8th, on the main stage at Prescott Center for the Arts Theater, 208 North Marina Street in downtown Prescott, and runs through November 18th. Evening performances are Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays at 7:30 p.m., with Sunday matinees at 2 p.m., and an additional Saturday matinee, there aren't any others, except on Sundays. So there's the one Saturday matinee performance at 2 p.m. on November 17th. Ticket prices for all performances are $19 youth and $24 adults. There is a special senior price of $22 available for Thursday and Sunday performances only. And those prices include the $2 service charge. For tickets, visit the PCA website at pca-az.net or call the box office at 928-445-3286.
And in listening to your review, I'm reminded of a quote from many, many years ago that applies to Carrie. And it says, a man, or in this case woman, searches the world over for what they need and returns home to find it.
Ah.
Isn't that lovely?
That certainly is, and yeah. it sure describes her reasons or the emotion behind why she somehow just has to get back there one time, even if only for a few minutes.
Do you think she's trying to go back to a simpler and sweeter time?
Yes, and I also think she's trying to go back to a time when she was much more herself,
mm-hmm.
as opposed to having to go to a big city to live with, you know, her son and daughter-in-law, kind of be in their way, do what she can, but she's just not fulfilled there. And at that point, it's unrealistic of her to want to go back to Bountiful. She really, you know, can't take care of herself. She doesn't really have much money, you know, and as you say, that the town isn't really even there anymore. But if she can just get back there one time and reconnect with her real self,
mm-hmm.
then she's satisfied for as long as she lives thereafter with Ludi and Jesse May.
And I'm glad you set the tone for the show early on, because like you said, if you're looking for flashbang, you know, special effects and noise and excitement and stuff, this is more of a contemplative kind of drama, isn't it?
It really is. And they pull it off beautifully. As I said, even though it's quiet and simple and subtle, you're not bored
mm-hmm.
at all throughout any of it. And it is about 90 minutes, I believe. No, maybe it was closer to 2 hours. Boy, it sure went fast. No intermission.
Now, when you go to review a show, do you pay any attention at all to the audience around you? What they may be saying, hopefully very quietly, how they're reacting to certain scenes and certain lines?
I used to, but now there is no audience except me and maybe if I bring a friend. Occasionally there are a couple other people, but I'm going to dress rehearsals now.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, I can go to the preview if they have it on a Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's the preview, there are a few people there. Still, usually not a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, now it's hard for me to do that because there really isn't anybody else except people who are involved with the production.
Mm-hmm. The reason I asked that was in my hometown, the newspaper's restaurant critic. People used to say, oh, well, you know that the restaurant knows you're there and they're taking better care of you. He says, no, that's not what I'm judging the restaurant by. I'm watching all the tables around me, how much they're enjoying their meal, how the service is, what they're saying about, you know, the restaurant. And I always wondered if a critic, either a movie or a theater critic, might be listening to the little whispers around them, try and get a clue on what other people are seeing in this.
Well, I think I told you that I'm not a big fan of farce, and
mm-hmm.
when PCA has done farce, it's been a choice between maybe just not reviewing it or going when there is an audience and looking around me to see who's laughing, because I probably am not.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes it possible for me to give a fair and balanced review to something that I'm likely not going to be too happy with.
You know, I'm glad you said that, because a lot of people think anybody who reviews productions, whether they be movies, books, or plays, oh, what a wonderful job. You get to see all these movies and plays and stuff and then write about them. What they don't realize is some of those shows you're seeing, they couldn't pay you to see them, except they actually are.
True? Yeah, there are a few like that. Fortunately, I like an awful lot of what's out there.
Mm-hmm.
But there are certainly some that I don't. And it's funny you should mention restaurant reviews. I don't think you know this, but I used to do restaurant reviews in Long Beach, too, for the same paper for which I did the theater reviews. They asked me to do some restaurant reviews. I absolutely hated it. I did quite a few of them. But think about, you know, everybody says, oh, that must be the best of all. No, it's not, because you're sitting there trying to figure out how something tastes and how you're going to describe in writing how something tastes. You have to take notes while you're trying to enjoy a meal. Ugh.
And you know what gets me, and I see this in the Arizona Republic all the time. Their dining critic, I think his name is Dominic, I can't think of his last name, but Dominic Amato or something like that. Anyway, he's obviously very, very well versed in what he does. However, his preference in dining is with dishes that I look at that and read about and go, is that really food? Because I don't know if the chef is into food or into being a draftsman and a construction engineer.
Oh.
Because the way some of these things are put together. I mean, when I get a plate that has 15 different colors of stuff on it and a half ounce of food standing vertically, I have to wonder if the chef's in the wrong career.
He should be,
A sculptor or something. Exactly. I did an essay years ago called Down with Pretty Food. And I'm going like, what are you doing this for? And I don't know. To me, it strikes me as pretentious. But then again, too, I'm kind of a meat and potatoes guy, so maybe that's why.
Maybe you're right. My husband and I do go to some restaurant. You know, there's some in town that kind of do that with the presentation. Like
sure.
Biga is one that occurs to me. I happen to love it. And my husband likes the place too, but he's kind of rolling his eyes at the presentation. Now, they give you a reasonable amount of food there. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the best of both worlds.
Sure.
So, yeah, but I hear you.
Have you been to Atmosphere yet?
No. How is it?
I believe they're still going. And I never thought they'd have a chance in this market. But I believe they're still going well. That really surprises me because it's something, believe me, it's never been done here before. That's for sure.
Really?
It really is different.
Have you been to Farm Provisions? Because that's
haven't
another
been there
one
yet.
That's
new. They've only been there a couple months, haven't they?
Yeah, and they're doing quite a business. We've been mm-hmm. there a couple times, and it's very good.
It's always good to hear. Now, when you've been a food critic and you've been a stage critic and a music critic, can you go and just enjoy something as a fan?
Yeah, in fact, what I really love, and I'm going to let you in on the little secret, the Yavapai Symphony Association. I used to just review the Phoenix Symphony in Prescott concerts. Well, now mm-hmm. they said, can you do promos instead? And I'm secretly going, yes, because I can come on your show and do a promo of it before the concert happens, and then they comp me a couple of tickets, and I can just enjoy the show.
As a fan.
I love that. You
don't have to pick everything apart, do you?
No, and I don't have to take notes, and I don't have to think about it. I can just enjoy it, and they have no idea what a favor they did for me when they said, can you do promos instead of reviews?
Do the subjects of your reviews read them and contact you about them?
Once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Not very often. I have to say it hasn't happened too often.
Mm-hmm. What do they have to say when they contact you?
Usually they just say things like, thank you for giving us such a favorable review, even though if I gave it a favorable review, it was well deserved. But, you know, these are people that just really appreciate getting the press and being in the paper or, in this case, on the radio and, you know, being mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe getting a few more people to buy tickets and go.
Yeah, I mean, that's the idea, obviously.
And they're grateful.
But when you see something that you think is really subpar in a market this small, where everybody knows everybody, how tough is it to write a really critical review?
So far, I haven't had to do much of that because mm-hmm. fortunately, PCA and all the music organizations that I've been reporting on have done a really, really fine job. But I'll tell you what I would do because I had to do it in Long Beach. And if it was really, really terrible so that I even couldn't make it all the way through and left it intermission, which has happened just a couple of times in 20 years, I wouldn't write it up. I'd just say, forget it. I'm not reviewing it. But if it's just got some flaws that need to be discussed because they're important, I'll mention them. You know, it's okay as long as you say one good thing. And there's always plenty of good things to say about almost any production.
You know, the great film critic, the late, great Roger Ebert, mm-hmm. about 10 years ago, he went to a movie to review it and left after 8 minutes. And that's what his review said. He said, this was so bad, I had to leave at the 8-minute mark.
Well, you remember what it was?
I wish I could remember what movie it was because I have like 4 of his books. But the people behind the movie, the producer and director, contacted him and said, first of all, we don't like the fact you did a review of a film of which you only saw 8 minutes. But beside that, tell us why you left. And he was completely honest with them. And they made the changes that he suggested. And then he reviewed it again and gave it thumbs up.
Really?
Yeah. That's almost unheard of. And because he saw things in the beginning. And let's face it, when you're reviewing movies, so many movies these days come out of the Robert McKee screenwriting workshops, which the studios always buy and produce.
Formula.
It's formula. It's connect the dots. You know what's going to happen in the first 10 minutes of the whole movie. And you're usually right. And then you get something that's completely out of that realm, completely out of the mold. You go like, whoa, what's going on here? And apparently Ebert thought, here we go again, another formula movie, another Robert McKee grad. And he was right about that part, But the filmmakers made some changes.
You know, sometimes that doesn't happen until the very end. You're thinking formula, 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 rolling your eyes, da 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 da. It's got some good things about it. And then at the end, there's a twist ending that you that just came out of nowhere. I love that.
Isn't that great?
Yeah, that's great.
But you know what? If you're going to do a screenplay like that these days, between social media and the fight for the eyeballs and ears of a listener or a reader, it's almost impossible not to have it given away, but the surprise given away, before people see it.
Yeah, whether they call that a spoiler alert.
Spoiler, yeah, and they do put spoiler alerts, you know, in the columns. To their credit, they do that. But it's almost like in 1960 going to see Psycho and hearing somebody walk out from the previous screening going, who would have guessed Norman Bates was his mother? Oh, my. Well, there goes the movie. You know, or it's like Jeff Foxworthy said. He said, I'm in line to see Titanic. And the guy behind me says, I can't believe there's so many people here to see a movie about a ship that goes down and kills all them people.
And everybody knew it.
And he turns around and says, thanks for spoiling it for me. Who got in line to see the live-action 101 Dalmatians and told his girlfriend, you know, them dogs up on screen ain't really talking. So you got to keep in mind your audience sometimes. Vicki Parrish-Goodman, when's your next review coming up?
Oh, good question. I'm not sure.
Well, we'll have to talk about that online sometime this week and next, and we'll bring you in again in a few weeks and see what's up next. Sound fair enough?
Sounds fair enough. I'll let you know.
Thank you. Always a pleasure. Vicki Parrish-Goodman, stay tuned, because we are going to talk about International Education Week coming your way on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live around the world at kqna.com. Don't go away.
Hi, James Roush here of Wallach & Volk Mortgage. Are you interested in buying a home and just have a million questions running through your head? The James Roush team at Wallach & Volk Mortgage is here 24 hours a day, 7 days a week by appointment. Even if you need to meet on Saturday morning because of your work schedule, we'll be there. Call the James Roush team at 445-8730, Wallach & Volk Mortgage.
License number 00128295, LNS number 16209, Equal Opportunity Lender.
Prescott Living Magazine, the voice of the community. Leadership is the focus in the fall edition, highlighting local women in business and the area's top 40 under 40. Be sure to read the feature interview with Sandy Moss of AZTV and look for the special section on dog-friendly spots in the Prescott area. Get your copy now. To find out more, like them on Facebook at facebook.com/Prescott Living Magazine or visit PrescottLivingMag.com. It's about local. Come see what Prescott Living is all about. Prescott Living Magazine.
It's not fake news, it's late news. The Lynx Lake Cafe is open serving dinner Thursday through Saturday from 4 to 8. European dining with lakeside charm. Breakfast at 8 and lunch at 11 every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. And Sunday brunch all day from 8 till 2. And this just in, from the city. What's the story, Bob?
Lynx Lake Cafe to begin winter hours at 8 a.m. Monday, November 26th. Open Monday through Friday for the first time ever.
Stay tuned for more lake news, not fake news, from the Lynx Lake Cafe on the north shore of Lynx Lake in the Prescott National Forest.
Do not paint your own house. If you paint your house, you will spill the paint. If you spill the paint, you will have to replace your floor. To replace your floor, you will pay the floor man enough money to go to Hawaii. Don't pay your floor man to go to Hawaii. Call Century Painting. We will paint your house, not spill the paint, save you money, and send you to Hawaii. So call Century Painting, 778-2374, or go to centurypainting.com.
Stay warm and comfortable all winter long. Get Gettles. Gettles High Desert Mechanical. When it comes to fast, reliable service, the guys and gals at Gettles get it. Building, remodeling, or just making sure your heating and AC is at the right degree. Call Gettles in Prescott at 772-2751. Fourth generation heating techs will keep your furnace system running at peak efficiency. Avoid disappointments and future regrets. Don't settle. Call Gettles. 772-2751.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities KQ&A your choice for your Thursday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk.
A Cottonwood man is facing charges after he allegedly shot another man.
Cottonwood police officers learned on Halloween night 35-year-old Michael Sinera and a female friend confronted the victim about him supposedly having property belonging to the woman. All involved parties know each other. Sinera pulled a gun out and shot at the victim several times before fleeing on foot. The man wasn't hit, but his home in the area of Yavapai and First Street suffered damage from the bullets. 1 week ago, Cottonwood police officers received information Sinera and the woman were at a residence on the Yavapai Apache Tribal Reservation in Camp Verde. Tribal police officers in the Camp Verde Marshal's office assisted Cottonwood police in apprehending them. During the arrest, a possible bomb was located in the room they were staying in. The Department of Public Safety Explosive Ordnance Disposal Squad determined the device was non-operational and they destroyed it. Sinera is facing charges that include unlawful discharge of a firearm, aggravated assault, disorderly conduct, and misconduct involving a simulated explosive. The woman hasn't been charged. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
The Northern Arizona Suns fail to get back-to-back wins on their road trip. After beating the Iowa Wolves 106-95 Tuesday night, the Suns traveled to Sioux Falls to take on the undefeated Sky Force last night. Guard Jawan Evans made his first start with Northern Arizona, scoring 11 points. The Suns took an early 33-27 lead, but things changed in the second period, with the Sky Force taking a 58-52 lead. Despite forward George King scoring 21 points, Sioux Falls proved to be too much as they went on to get the 109-99 win. The Northern Arizona Suns finish up their road trip in Texas against the NBA G League champs, the Austin Spurs. Tip-off is at 6:30. For more information on this story, log on to kqna.com and click on the link to Prescott E-News. Taking a look now at your KQ&A weather. Clear sunny skies ahead in the forecast this week. Expect an overnight low of 31 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 58 tomorrow and a high of 60 on Saturday. 39 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Friday of 66 and a high on Saturday of 68. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Hi, this is Suzanne Springer at Prescott True Value Hardware. Fall is here and winter is near. Now is the time to prepare your home for winter. Make your home cozy and warm before the cold weather arrives. Prescott True Value is the place for all your home insulation supplies. Check us out online at PrescottTrueValue.com. Prescott True Value on Miller Valley Road in Prescott, where we believe behind every project is a true value.
Register now for the first annual Light the Spark Charity Golf Tournament. Veterans Day, November 11th at the Prescott Country Club. Vision Events will be hosting a day of food and fun to give back to our veterans and active service members. Register your team and receive breakfast, 18 rounds of golf, and dinner. You can also sponsor a veteran for a fun day of golf. What a great way to celebrate and honor our heroes. There's a dinner-only option where you can meet the live portraits. And for more information, call 830-3014 or at visionevents.net.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 2:43 with Deanne Resk. She is here for Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University on behalf of International Education Week. Deanne, you're working at ERAU. How many international students attend Embry-Riddle?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me. Mm-hmm. We are so happy to be here. And right now, we currently have approximately 230 international students representing about 40 different countries other than the U.S. at Embry-Riddle. So that's about 8% of our student body.
Mm-hmm. That speaks to Embry-Riddle's worldwide reputation, too, doesn't it?
Well, thank you. We do have students from every corner of the world.
Yeah, indeed. So tell us about International Education Week on campus.
Yeah, so this is a great initiative that happens every year in mid-November. It's actually a joint initiative of the U.S. Department of State and the U.S. Department of Education that promotes programs for that prepare Americans and others, really, for a global environment and attracts future leaders to study abroad, to learn, and get involved with different exchange experiences. It's actually celebrated not just in the U.S., but all over the world.
One of our listeners and a personal friend of mine, her daughter is an ERAU grad who just completed a couple of years working for a satellite company on the West Coast. Now she's moving to an area near Cape Canaveral to work for another major aerospace company. Thanks to Embry-Riddle.
Perfect. Thank you.
Some great careers come out of there. I understand, too, the Arizona governor wrote a proclamation for International Education Week.
He did, and that's actually available on our website. We were thrilled to have that, and that was in conjunction with the Arizona International Educators Group.
So how will your campus celebrate International Education Week?
Oh, there are so many great things going on. There's presentations, there's films, a poster fair, a global photo contest, of course, food. Everybody loves food. And all of these activities are open to the public, and we very much welcome you to come on campus.
I understand you also have other events for International Education Week, including a very special documentary.
Yes, we definitely want to highlight that. We got special permission from these filmmakers to show this Viking movie called Expedition America that was created a couple of years ago, but we are getting special permission to show this on campus in our brand new Jim and Linda Lee Planetarium, mm-hmm. which is very exciting. And it's a documentary based on a recreation of the largest Viking ship that was built in modern times that sailed from Norway all the way across the Great Atlantic, the North Atlantic. So we're very excited to have this shown on campus.
Now, you've got other things open to the public during this special week, right?
We do. There is a great event on Wednesday, November 14th called Pecha Kucha.
That's how you pronounce it.
Pecha Kucha roughly translates as chit-chat from Japanese.
Oh, okay.
So these are presentations. Think of it as many mini TED Talks. And the theme will be everything international related. So mm-hmm. people will show 20 images for 20 seconds, and they will share about their experiences abroad, share about international art, cuisine. They're a lot of fun, and we definitely encourage the public to come, and they can also be part of the presentations, too.
Now, with the international student body that you have, with so many countries represented by your students, you can appreciate this. This happened to me a couple days ago. I was going to the Grand Canyon, and during our tour, we met up with a group, I'm estimating 15, 18 people, and we were guessing they're probably all from, judging from their talk and stuff, maybe Korea, China, something like this. And we wanted to try and be good, hosts. So we, we did a little bow and stuff like this and said, "Welcome to Arizona. Where are you from?" Hoping someone would understand English. And the leader of the group said, "Yeah, they do English fine. They're from Los Angeles."
Oh.
Well, so much for my worldly knowledge there. But it still was kind of fun, though. With all these things going on, you've also got a keynote presentation titled Now American, A Refugee Experience. Tell us what you know about that.
Yes. So we are very excited to have this keynote speaker coming. She is originally from Africa. She grew up in war-torn Uganda and South Sudan, and she's going to be sharing about her experience growing up in Africa and then eventually immigrating to the United States, and she was able to work for the United Nations and most recently the International Rescue Committee, so we are thrilled to have her come, and that is definitely open to the public. Her speech will be on Thursday, November 15th at 4:30 in the Student Union Hangar on campus. Mm-hmm.
Now, all of these things you're putting together, they cost money, but how do you make it free?
We have wonderful sponsors on campus, and we have had great collaboration thanks to the Center for International Programs and Services, the Study Abroad and Global Engagement Office, the Women's and Diversity Center. Some of the student clubs even have pitched in, such as the International Student Association and World for Women. The list goes on and on, so mm-hmm. we are very grateful for all their support.
You mentioned the diversity of your student body, students from Europe, Africa, Asia, Middle East, even the South Pacific. I wonder how many of your students, for them, this is their first time ever in America, coming to be a student at ERAU. And I'm kind of curious what kind of response they have to what they've always thought they knew about America, and now they're experiencing it. You ever hear anything, any feedback from that?
Oh, definitely. A lot of students will say, "It's nothing like what I thought it would be like from the movies." Well, mm-hmm. of course, we're not just in the movies. Some of them say, "Oh, I feel well prepared because of the movies." So it's funny. It really runs the gamut. We really have outstanding students. I love what I do, and I love the students that I work with.
Mm-hmm.
And they bring fresh, creative perspectives every day.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it great that because they bring these fresh creative perspectives, the more they get to know people, the more they realize how many things we have in common, regardless of which surface differences we may have, right?
Very true. I always try to relay the message to understand the differences and act on the commonalities, because
there you are.
When it comes down to it, we're all people.
Yeah. Yeah, we really are. We all have the same goals, take care of our families, you know, make a decent living, things like this. And you guys at ERU provide such tremendous opportunities. I can imagine that when you look at the future and you look at where we might go and the technology available and the science available, I mean, I used to say, you know, the world is your oyster. Now you got to say the whole galaxy is, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Well, and this is part of why we celebrate things like International Education mm-hmm. Week, because we truly live in a globalized world and a globalized society. And so we want to celebrate and promote those ways that our students and staff and faculty and the public can grow and learn from each other.
And, you know, you look at the intellect of your student body. I interviewed a couple of your sports coaches a couple of years ago, and they both said, you know, there's a little bit of a special challenge in being a sports coach at ERU, because almost everything you say, they're going to question it. That's just their nature. That's why they're good at what they do.
They are very driven.
They're very inquisitive,
mm-hmm.
right? Yeah. I told a story before about one of our listeners, the one who has the daughter who graduated and is doing so well, how they used to come home with other students and they would do equations on the living room wall. They had a whiteboard, you know, they had a kind of a finish on the wall that would allow, you know, whiteboard erasers, and the whole place looked like something out of the Big Bang Theory.
That I can definitely attest to. Our residence halls have whiteboards like that, and
yeah.
they're filled.
Yeah, Andy Freer took us on a tour around last Christmas season, and we saw that very thing. We thought, yep, looks just like home.
Mm-hmm.
How amazing. And how, you know, it's got to be enervating and energizing to be around students who are that moved by wanting to learn, and they know they have a great future.
It truly is. And what really astounds me is that for the student body that I work with, you know, the 8% international student, students that we have on campus, they come from all over the world,
yeah.
specifically to Prescott, Arizona,
mm-hmm.
to get this outstanding education. And we couldn't be more proud.
And they're putting Prescott on the map worldwide, too.
Very true.
That's great. How can people learn more about the upcoming International Education Week events?
All of our activities and events that are free and open to the public, I want to add, are available on our website, the community calendar, and you're also welcome to call our office directly, the Center for International Programs at Services, at 928-777-3773.
And that is Deanne Resk. Any final words for our listeners?
Thank you so much for having us, and we certainly look forward to having you all on campus next week for International Education Week.
And we love having ERAU here. Thanks for joining us today on Q&A. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and Monday's Q&A guests coming up in just a moment on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQNA.com.
Provide value. That's what a CPA can do for you. Hi, this is David A. Snyder, CPA. Now is a great time of year for business valuations. Valuations are for providing a value for your business so you can retire from it, sell it, or expand it. With my ex-military, task-oriented mindset, and over 20 years of experience, you can trust that you can get the most accurate business valuation. Give me a call or visit DavidASnyderCPA.com for more information. You deserve the sharpest in Arizona. David A. Snyder, CPA.
Flirt with a gal named Tess.
This coming Monday is going to be a swinging night at the Prescott Elks Theater.
Cause if you do, I'm telling you, here's what you'll have to say. Oh,
lay that pistol down.
With a portion of all proceeds going to the Prescott VFW, this Western Swing Special features Academy of Western Artists Female Entertainer of the Year, Miss Devin and the Outlaw.
I was singing songs in a cabaret.
Also that night, American Idol gold ticket winner, Kristen Harris.
Well, I grew up on Bob Wills and daydreams. My toes were a-tapping to Western Swing. I wished upon a star on a tree in my backyard, chasing rainbows to the place.
Make this Monday night a family Western swinging fun time. Tickets at the Prescott Elks office by calling 777-1370 or going to elkstheater.com. Come on, let's have some fun.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec Bee Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
Hey, there's lots of other ways to fill your entertainment bill this weekend. You've got the American Bombshell Show coming up Saturday night at 7 o'clock at the Prescott Oaks Theater. This is a kind of a nostalgic music show about the great years of the American military, World War II era, and the American Bombshells are Broadway-caliber performers with a very patriotic theme. And they have performed on national TV. They performed at Walter Reed Military Hospital. A very patriotic, very musical show coming away Saturday at 7 p.m. at the Elks. Then the very next afternoon, Sunday the 11th at 3 o'clock, it's the Sumatocious CD release concert. Now, what is Sumatocious? Well, that is the Latin for the sum of all things, and this is the CD release concert for Anton Teschner and Drew Hall, two of the best guitar players in Northern Arizona. Their acoustic duo has been a staple of the Prescott music scene now for 14 years, blending Latin and flamenco music with blues, jazz, and rock, developing their own unique sound, which you will hear at 3 o'clock Sunday at the Prescott Elks Theater for their CD release concert. Stay tuned now for Ben Shapiro, then talk of the Town, the Thursday Roundtable, and join me back here Monday with my guest John Schutterer for Suicide Prevention Month and Nolan Charles with Lexi Niekamp for the new musical at the One Stage Family Theater. That is Monday at 2 on Q&A, when I'll see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.